I wrote this on Facebook, and I just wanted to share it with you because I had a friend of mine that I grew up with that was totally pro-Biden, and he's a member of my church. And I was so shocked to see him slobber all over the Biden inauguration. Oh, we're finally going to return to a conservative republic. Yeah. I went, I'm sorry, what? Are we in the same universe right now? I don't understand. So nothing shocks me more is when I see very good people, smart people that I know, actually get excited about Biden. Because I see all the people weeping for our country in prayer right now. And so I'm like, walk away with such a different thought and feeling? Yeah.
Do you ever feel that maybe you're wrong?
No.
And they're right?
Nope.
Neither do I.
Not even for a split second. And this is why. Because everything that God wants for our lives, they want the exact opposite, Biden and Harris.
Absolutely.
Check this out. These two have literally vowed publicly. They're not hiding it like all the Republicans and the rest of the Democrats. No, they're saying this is what they want to do, is to make sure that they can keep slaughtering babies up until the day they are born.
Yep.
Print more endless money. Take your liberty in the name of safety. We'll steal away your liberty and right to defend you and your family through the ending of the Second Amendment, even though they just put 25,000 troops there to protect them.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy. They want you to believe that we are a racist, hateful nation, despite the fact that we are the biggest melting pot in the world. They want to remove every single statue they can of our history. They want to convince you that there are more than two genders. They admire communist leaders and are backed by the Communist Party themselves. They have committed treason with China. They will increase socialized health care and want universal payments to drag us into poverty. Support propaganda-driven education, mandatory vaccination, want to close our small businesses, the desire to literally end free speech in favor of liked speech, want to literally have no borders, end our country's sovereignty, to end capitalism, to increase spying and tracking, support and benefit of having the bought and sold media to prop them up and cover for them, and have a track record of doing these things in office as senators. It's one thing to watch somebody say, I love the Constitution, and you think they're going to go defend it, and then you're surprised when they don't. It's another to have two people openly and publicly telling you they want to take everything from you. And what do? Yay! Yay! I'm so excited. We are the only people in history that are excited for our own slavery. What in the hell happened to us? Where are we? Oh my gosh. The founding fathers are not only rolling in their graves, they would love to come out and strangle every single one of us.
Yeah.
For what we're doing right now, for the people that are applauding their own slavery. Oh my gosh.
I think it's drugs in the water.
It has to be. It's mind-numbing. I don't even know what to say anymore. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
As you follow up with that, we don't have any power left.
We don't think we do.
We lost it.
Yeah. Well, we lost a lot of it.
We showed our power by the 80 million people in this country that voted for a president.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that away from us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I can think of today as you were talking is we have to leave the Republican Party. Everybody has to leave it. Like, go to their county commission or county assessor's office. Just remove yourself from the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them any money. Don't mm-hmm. be on their rolls. Mm-hmm. Make it so, like, there's nobody supporting our party, because they did nothing for us. Nothing.
No, and they're still doing nothing today as they sit in session. I'm like, I'm just totally abhorred by
it. A great example is I just texted a representative up at the state of Utah. And I said, what would you do if everybody left the party?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they're not going to. Mm. They're not going to leave. Yeah. That's your representative's attitude. They think that we just that we're never going to go anywhere.
I know, because there's nowhere to go. They think because then we won't have any power. The thing is before the Republican Party, we had other kinds of power and power in other ways, and they're never the only boat. If we actually formed or just became independent, and a big portion of Utah became independent, that would be a threat to their power. We just we don't get that memo. I think we just feel like we're going to be the only ones that do it. But there's more.
I'm headed down to the county Monday morning, and I'm taking my. I've never thought about doing this before, but it dawned on me that's the only thing I can do at this point.
We're going to have a mass exodus. Yeah,
it's serious.
Yeah,
give them nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yep.
No money. Nothing.
Yeah, and if people are worried that, if we do that, then the Democrats will have all the power. Guess what, honey? They do.
They already do. They stole it from you.
They just took Georgia in front of everybody watching. It's a red state, and they invented votes. So that means that they will always say and blame it on, enough Democrats moved there, see? So they already have that power. And so then it will become the uniparty. Let it at least publicly become the uniparty. Enough of this. We Republicans good, Democrats bad. Let's just call it. I mean, it's been dead for a long time.
Exactly.
Let's just call it, right? I agree.
Call it out. It's real. Get rid of it.
I agree. Thank you. Really appreciate your call. And I know a lot of people that love the party are like, no, but our power. But if we just get the right guy in, what has that done? They picked Cox. He's a Biden Jr. We don't have what we think of as Republicans anymore.
You know, President Trump, hinted at another party,
Patriot Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know that that's a great idea, but I do think that he would destroy the Republican Party by doing that.
Yeah,
I think 75% of the Republican Party would go with the new party,
right?
And all of the independents might.
Yeah.
So that could be a good thing to regain something.
Well,
I still think we need to get rid of the party system.
You know how I said we change tactics at this point? The tactics we've used, if this wasn't clear evidence enough this year
that
it's not working, that you have to do something different. So let's take a chance and do something different. Don't buy into the same old narrative anymore. It's gone because they just showed their hand. At that Electoral College day, you saw the hands being played. You can't deny it.
Well, what they use is the primary.
Yeah.
If you don't register in one of the parties, you don't get to vote in the primary and select one of the people we're telling you you can select from.
And bolster up our pick.
Uh-huh.
I know, because we're going to put the money behind
them. So it's absurd. You're really not picking anybody in the primary.
No.
They've already picked them.
They put $8 million behind Cox to make sure he got it. And he even called it Cox Country, just as a slap in the face. He's sick. There's something very wrong with that guy. And I am telling you, I know he smiles and I know he says love and unity. And I know that he placates and I know that he goes, I love you. When somebody's trying to tell him he's not following the Constitution, he goes, I love you. I love you.
Yeah, but what you're saying means nothing to me.
Yeah, he's Biden Jr. He's Biden and Kamala. If they had a baby, it would be Cox. So all I'm saying is, if that was the Republican Party pick for you, and that's who they all rallied behind, and remember the governor told What's-His-Bucket to drop out of the race. What's his name? To drop out of the race. He told him to drop out of the race so they could put the preferred candidate Cox up. What's his name? Oh, I can't think of his name. Tall. Anyway, he's part of the Republican Party. They told him to drop out. I'm telling you that if that's their pick, they just showed you. We are still in a state of emergency that our legislature, our very Republican conservative legislature, could have stopped at any time since August. And they won't go up against the Republican power, the establishment. Don Ibsen won't even read a bill. State Senator Ibsen won't even read a bill. He is told what to say and how to vote. That's how much power they have. They actually tried to swindle all of you and put through that heavy taxation. Remember? A year ago, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah,
they are, in fact, They are in so many special sessions. I actually wrote on Facebook today, the legislature, the Utah legislature's in session or special session or secret session. We don't even know anymore because they've become so secret in what they do to backstab you. That we don't, the illusion is gone now. That's my whole point about now it's a whole new awakening because the illusion's gone. They've already tipped their hand. They've already showed you. So this is the time to make drastic changes. Change tactics. It's not working.
Yeah, but the other way, I mean, I'm kind of interested.
What's that?
February 4th, the Washington County Republican women are giving a presentation called Restoring Faith in Our Election System. Like, how about stand behind the guy screaming, fraud, fraud?
Yeah. Now, isn't that interesting? Restoring faith in the system instead of changing the system.
Right.
That's amazing to me. Really? So basically what they're saying is, can you just be even more blind now? Can you just go with the illusion? Just have faith in the illusion. It's all cool.
Well,
yeah, change tactics. If this year didn't show you anything, I mean, I don't even know much more blatant they can be. They're screaming from the rooftops, we're in a communist takeover, and we're going, can we buy into the illusion still? I really liked it. I felt better. It was nice and cozy. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall and Uncle Milty. Don't go anywhere.